You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate of Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Good morning, Kimberly, and always great to have you on the show.
Oh, good morning, Eric. Delighted to be here.
Now, of course, you know, we always spend a lot of time thinking about investments for those that are serious about their future. And what should we be doing with our money? But how should we evaluate our investments? What's the focus? Where should the focus be?
Well, Eric, it's a great question. It's a great question because the investment management industry itself generally focuses on portfolio returns, right? And looking at portfolio returns versus benchmarks. So you'll hear people say the portfolio return such and such percent versus the S&P 500 or such and such percent versus a blended benchmark, you know, the S&P for equities and some sort of bond index. But in my opinion, these comparisons are really not what clients should care about. The most important metric in evaluating investment performance over time, over the long term, is what is the change in real net worth? So a client should evaluate the performance of any financial advisor and investment manager by asking two simple questions. How have you helped me define my financial goals, and how are you helping me achieve those goals?
Then the next question would be, how is real net worth calculated? Many people ask about that.
Okay, so in brief, return on investments less three factors. So we're talking about real net worth. So we're going to take that headline figure and deduct three things. One, investment expenses and fees. Two, taxes. And three, inflation. So think of this as like a triple, you know, like a triple net return. And what's incredible is the erosion that these three factors can have on gross returns. So it's hard to believe, but 10% gross return after these factors can drop to about 3.3%.
Kimberly, if we could go through an example, an erosion of 2/3 of the return seems really high, doesn't it?
It is. It's really high and it's painful, and that's why I wanted to talk about this with you today. So let's go through a simple example, and you know, I'm talking about returns and of course no guarantees, right? This is just for illustrative purposes. So let's say that your portfolio has a return of 10%. Right? And this is the figure that most investment managers report, right? This is the headline figure. You know, your portfolio returned 10%. So this is a good starting point, right? It is the starting point, but this figure gives you a really, really incomplete picture of what's meaningful performance. So starting with that headline number, that 10%, from that we're going to deduct investment expenses and fees. And, you know, these fees generally include advice fees, you know, fees related to specific investments, you know, mutual funds, ETFs, transaction costs, custody costs, you know, all sorts of fees. And I will acknowledge that sometimes investment returns are reported net of fees, but what I want to make sure of is that we're being explicit about what those are. So you start with your gross return and you subtract your fees, and let's use 1%. So now we're at 9%. Now, here's the thing, Eric, for investors who pay taxes, right? Almost all of us pay taxes, right? For investors who pay taxes, what you care about is the after-tax return. So looking at kind of a proxy for, you know, federal and state taxes, you know, let's take off another 2.7%. Because what you care about as a taxable investor is not what you earned, but what you get to keep. So to go back through this, we started with a 10% return. We took off 1% for investment expenses and fees. And now we're going to deduct 2.7% for estimated taxes. And again, you know, we don't provide tax advice. So now we're at 6.3%. But there's one more factor that we've got to consider, and that's inflation.
Yeah, and that's certainly something that we need to cover as well. Today we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Speaking of inflation, why is inflation important to consider in the mix of things?
So inflation represents the loss in spending power over time. And a good way to think about it is the rate of inflation is the return that investors need to earn in order to maintain their standard of living, not to increase their standard of living, just to maintain that standard. So what you want to do is take that 6.3% that we were talking about before and subtract the long-term inflation rate. So the inflation rate from 1913 to 2013 was a little more than 3%. So in our example, let's use 3%. So now to get this triple net return, right, we're going to take 6.3 and we're going to subtract 3% inflation, and that gets us to 3.3% on a triple net basis. So what we've done is we've looked at how 10% gross return after investment expenses, after taxes, and after the impact of inflation reduces dramatically to 3.3%. And this is the number that matters.
Lastly, what, if anything, could be done here for the investor to minimize these effects?
Well, if you look at the three factors here, taxes you can't control, right? You can maybe influence them through, you know, how you earn income or where you choose to live, but I generally do not advise that people try to control their tax bills. Inflation, I mean, you know, certainly no individual can greatly affect inflation. So it's really investment expenses and fees. That's the one thing in investing that you can have some clarity about and that you can control. So when you're evaluating investments, it makes a lot of sense to look at what the fees are, and to look at what, you know, all of the fees are. The investment management fees, the custodial fees, the trading commissions, you want to be as comprehensive as possible.
Certainly a great topic, Kimberly. You always have great information and insight. In closing, any closing thoughts or a final tip on investment metrics that really matter?
Well, you know, we started our conversation talking about investment managers and how they often report performance, you know, relative to market benchmarks. But what I'm encouraging people to ask is, you know, how does all this translate to my situation? You know, what does this mean for me? It's not that headline number. It's the number net of, again, you know, expenses, taxes, inflation. And think about, you know, as an investor, what you're trying to accomplish. Right? What is this money for? What are you trying to accomplish? And make sure that you discuss those goals with your advisor. And importantly, you know, whether or not you're on track to meet those goals, and if you're not, what adjustments can be made.
Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us today on Covestor Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.